Blog Talk Radio.
The Charleston, West Virginia area. I just want to welcome you to the Hard Love Radio Show. I am your host. I just want to send out some special love to my grandmother who's listening right now. I love you, Grandma. And you, I believe you guys are in for a good treat tonight. Make sure you stay here. I'm going to get things started tonight with Alone But Not Alone by Marvin Winans. And I'll be right back.
Oh,
touch from you. Make it right. Forgiving me all I need, Lord Jesus, is a touch from you, from my Master and King. All I need is a touch from you.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, and that was All I Need by Brian Courtney Wilson. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. As I began to realize exactly what I was going to do tonight, you know, sometimes we might get into a place in our lives where we might feel as if, Lord, I do not feel like preaching tonight, but how many of you know that if God has called you to preach, you preach in season, you preach out of season, you preach when you're tired, you preach through your weariness, and just pray that God will bless you and give you a word that will touch your life, that will touch someone else's life. So right now, I submit myself to the call and that God has on my life. And with that stated, there are certain things I just wanted to do. First of all, just pray with me. I'm praying right now that God will touch me and will give a word that will encourage you who are out there tonight. Lord, I pray, God, right now that you will touch me, touch my mind, my spirit, my soul, and my body, and I decrease that you might increase. And Father God, I pray, God, for a word that will touch and encourage someone out there tonight, someone who might be feeling as if they are without hope, someone who might feel as if they're without a plan. But Father God, I pray, God, that you will touch them, touch their eyes, touch their ears, Lord. And I pray, God, that something spoken tonight in the deepest parts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, you know, one of the things about it that's been on my heart, and it's really about purpose. And I believe that in this season that God desires for us to walk with purpose. He desires us to live with purpose. And in living with that purpose, sometimes there are things that we have to say. There are things that we must speak forth out of our mouths. Now, I just want to take a look real quickly. Now, I will play some music in between my main points tonight. Is at Psalm 140. Psalm verse 140. And is verse 6, 7, and 8. And verse 6 says this. It says, O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. Selah. And I just want to just, you know, I'm not doing a formal sermon tonight. I just want to talk from my heart to you guys. Sometimes in your life, you've got to stand, and you've got to make a stand for your faith. You got to make a stand for what you believe in. You've got to make a stand for what you're going to say, and you've got to say, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Now, the thing about this, God is God. Now, God created us in his own image. That means that God created us in his likeness so that we have the ability to actually We have the ability to make our minds up. We have the ability to will. We have a will that he gives us so we can freely use. Oh, Lord, I say to you, you are my God. You can say that the Lord is your God when you understand who he is. And when you've experienced God moving your life, when you've experienced God open up doors that other people have said would never open. And when you've seen God close doors that other people said that would ever happen in your life. When you've experienced those things and you've experienced God's hand, you can say, Lord, you are my God. In a place where we've got to understand, we have to come back to God. I believe that we have to come back to the principles that the faith has been built upon, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We've got to come back to this place because we've got to understand our material wealth. You know, the things that we have, the things that we have built, even our achievements, our educational achievements, guess what? Those things aren't God. Who is God? God, Jehovah Jireh. No, God is God. And so he's God. Not the things that we have, not the relationships, because I'm telling you that this right now, that people, sometimes we, the human race, we get into the thing where we get off subject of our faith and what we really believe in. Even some of us as Christians. The psalmist says, "Oh Lord, I say to you, you are my God." When you do that and you're pronouncing, you're saying who God is, and you're saying this, I recognize you in my life. I recognize who you are. You are God. It's not the material wealth. It's not the relationships that you have. It's not the dreams and goals and those type of things. It's not your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You, Lord, are God. Now, why is this important? Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because sometimes I think we get off focus on recognizing who is our God. You know, lowercase g, God. You know, sometimes we lose ourselves in things. We lose ourselves in accomplishments. We lose ourselves in identifying with situations and things. But sometimes we tend to sometimes turn away from God. But Psalm says, "Oh Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, oh Lord, my cry for mercy." Because I recognize God, because I recognize as God, you are the one in control. You are the one who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the one who is able to do the miraculous in my life. You are God. You are the one in total control of every situation, of everything in my life. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. This hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. The psalmist is setting things up, saying, first of all, you are God. Hear is a request, O Lord, my cry for mercy. When you understand who God is, when you understand who he is, and you understand the power that he holds, you know who to turn to and cry for mercy, because the only one who can really do that is God. And I say this because sometimes we tend to forget, A, who God is, B, sometimes we forget who to turn to when we're going through something, when we're going through trials and tribulations. But it amazes me, and this part amazes me. The part that amazes me is that even those who say they don't believe in God, when they're in something, when they're going through something, they're experiencing something, the first thing they do is cry out, God, Jesus. You know, even some people who say they don't believe in God, the first thing they say is Jesus or God when they're going through something. You know, human instinct, I believe that we really know truly deep within our souls that there is a creator, that there is someone who has created this world. There is someone who has created what we see today. And I believe that sometimes we, out of the darkness of our heart, out of the sinfulness of our hearts, that sometimes we don't want to submit to God. But I want to encourage you today, as the psalmist says, before I go to this next song, "Oh Lord, I say to you, you are my God." Make that pronunciation, that declaration today that you recognize first that God is God, that the Lord is God, and that you understand that he has all power. And because you understand that, you can go to him, you can cry for mercy. Let him back to God.
Uncle Freddie, Trinity, we back again. Come on.
Everything about you. Defeated. Came here with a Bible, but I can tell you ain't read it. And you
Listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the, not D.C. Baltimore area, but from Charleston, West Virginia, and it's so good to be here on my other side with my other family. But you just finished listening to the tunes of my older cousin, Eureka Wright, and that was called For a Purpose. And then before that, you're listening to Sounds of Trinity 5-7, Bring Your Praise. The number here is 646-595-4311. That number again is 646-595-4311. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And right now I'm just speaking from my heart, you guys. And this is not something that was really, really planned. But as far as for this show, but I'm just feeling led to do this, so I'm doing it this way. We're looking at Psalm chapter 140, verses 6, 7, and 8. And the first point I was saying, you know, the psalmist says in verse 6 again, O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. And I was basically saying this, we have to get you back to the place. If you're just tuning in, just doing a quick recap, sometimes you have to return back and you have to acknowledge who God is. This psalmist says, Lord, to you. You know, God, I say this because sometimes we forget who God is, and we make sometimes our situations and our circumstances to be God, but you have to understand that the Lord is God. And he says, oh, hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. Once you understand that, O Lord, you are my God, and you make that declaration, then you have to say, oh, Lord, no, you understand that God is the one who can do this. The psalmist says, hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. It's a place of recognizing that God is bigger than your circumstance, and God is bigger than your situation. And when you've gone through things and you've experienced God's move in your life, which I believe that all of us can actually say that we have, that once you've done this, you can understand it. You can go to God and you can cry for mercy. Now, verse 7, the psalmist goes on to say, O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Even just staying right there, you know, you understand that God is, he's God. And you can go to him, you can cry for mercy. This psalmist says, O sovereign Lord. When you think of the word sovereign, sovereign is someone who's in total, complete control. Not just Lord, but sovereign Lord. There's none above him who has the final say. Someone out there needs to know tonight that God has the final say in your situation. He is the sovereign Lord. And when you recognize who he is, and then you recognize who he is in your life and you submit yourself, understanding that you cannot do it but without his grace. You can only do it with his grace. You understand that sovereign Lord, not just Lord. Lord is important. He's Lord. He's the one in control. Now, this adjective, sovereign Lord, not only is he Lord, but there's none above him. He is sovereign. The word strong, you think it's sovereign. Deliverer. God is able to deliver you from your situation. God is able to deliver you from the things that you're going through, the circumstances that have presented themselves before you. He is sovereign, and he is able to deliver you. Isn't it great that we can go to the one who is able to deliver us? Isn't it great that we are able to go to the one who is able to bring us through the situations? Sometimes I think that we don't like the process. We don't like the process of going through some things. I think about the Israelites in the desert. You know, wandering around for 4 years in the desert, which could have probably been an easy route if they did not bicker, if they did not complain, if they did not go through all that stuff. Why did another generation have to die? And a new generation had to come up to take them into the promised land. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me tonight? You know, he is my strong deliverer. When you think about deliverer, the person is able to bring you through. And the reason why I'm telling about the story about the Israelites is that God is able to bring you through your situation, but you've got to go through the process. You've got to go through a process. Sometimes God requires us to go through the process. He's a strong deliverer. You know, God can take you above it. He can remove the situation totally, or he can bring you through it. That means that you might have to go through those valleys. You might have to go through those dark places where you feel like, you know, God, I know that you're here because I've experienced you. I've seen you move in my life. But right now I feel like I'm in total darkness, but I'm going to trust in you that you are my deliverer and you are able to bring me through. Sometimes God will bring us through and we have to just go through it and just praise our way through it, just like the Israelites in the wilderness for 4 years. Sometimes God's not going to remove the wilderness. Sometimes you've got to go through the wilderness. Sometimes you've got to go through that situation. Sometimes you have to go through that learning experience. Sometimes, you know, you have to. And he is still your strong deliverer, as the psalmist says, O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer. The Lord is still, the Lord God is still your deliverer. He's still your strong deliverer. He's able to keep you even in the midst of you going through some of the things that you go through. And I'm saying that because someone out there needs to understand that there is a process. And this process builds up our faith, life experiences, build up our faith in Jesus Christ so that we can understand, like, God, you are my God. Lord, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O sovereign Lord, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. It appears that I just lost a little bit of connectivity. But I'm not sure exactly where we were and what you were actually listening to before my lost connection. But what I wanted to tell you guys is that the second half of verse 7 says this, who shields my head in the day of battle? O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle? One thing about God being your deliverer, your strong deliverer, is this. He will shield your head in the day of battle. He will keep you in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the process, in the midst of you going through the valley. He will keep you. And I just want to encourage someone right there, right now, because someone needs to understand that God is able, he's capable, and he will shield your head in the day of battle. When you recognize who he is, and you understand who you are in relation to who he is. He's sovereign. He's in control. He is capable of bringing you through your situation. And sometimes we go through these things. We kind of feel as if we're all alone, but God will keep you and he will protect you. That's come God has given. The word says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who lives within you than he who is in the world. God will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. But you've got to recognize who he is. Recognize that he is able. Recognize that he's the one in total control. And that's what has to happen. And that's what has to happen. And that's what we've got to do. Because guess what? He will. When he's bringing you through, he's protecting you. As long as the word of God says this, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. And I believe that's what God is, that's definitely what God is saying to us today. That's what God is saying to us. And that's come from James chapter 4, verse 7. You know, sometimes we're in this place right now where I really feel that we got to return to God. God's telling us return. The things that you have, the things that you're achieving, the things of this world are temporal. And I believe that it's time for us to return to God and say, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. Cry out to God. O sovereign Lord, because he's in control, strong deliverer, because he's able, he's capable, who shields my head in the day of battle. God has you. And I believe that in this season, we've got to return back to the truth. We've got to return back to the truth. And I just want to encourage you today with this song. This song is this. Turn your eyes upon we'll grow strangely.
Yo, check this out. This is TAZ of ATAZP Live. When I need that gospel feeling, I turn on my computer box and listen to G Wright, Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Feel me? I call him G Wrightite, but y'all can call him.
Just call me G Wright. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. The message you just now finished listening to, that was a United Voices hymn coming from the group United Voices out of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas area. And before that, that was a song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, which is a medley. And that's actually one of my songs. I'm G. Wright. And the title of that CD is All Things Are Possible, Special Edition, available on iTunes and at CD Baby. Feel free to visit me at www.gwrightonline.com. In conclusion of tonight's show, I just spoke to you from my heart where I felt like God wanted me to share with you guys tonight. Coming from Psalm chapter 140, verses 6-8. And we just have finished talking about, O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Verse 8 says, do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. You know, certain things that we don't understand why the writers write some of the things that they do write. But when I look at this scripture, it says, do not grant the wicked their desires. You know, it's plain. You know, Lord, please don't let the wicked, their evil desire, their evil plans, pray that they will not come to pass. Please don't let their plans succeed. I know I'm reading what they're saying. And basically, what I really honestly feel from my heart is that this writer's just saying, Lord, please don't let these desires plan, these desires, those who are wicked, their desires come to pass. Because I want you guys to understand that God is able to use any situation, positive and negative, to use what he needs to do to get done what needs to be done. He can use someone who thinks that they are tracking and evil, and God can take that plan and he can foil it, and he can take that plan and it's a bigger picture. We don't understand why things happen the way they do, but we understand that God is sovereign. We understand that he is the one in control, that the Lord, he is God, that he is a strong deliverer. And right here, the psalmist is saying, Lord, please don't let their plans succeed. Because God, you know, God hates the proud. He hates the prideful. He hates those who are wicked. You know, he hates the things that they do. But this writer is basically a prayer saying, Lord, please don't grant them their desires. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. You know, sometimes we say, God, we expect you to do this. We expect you to do this in our lives. We expect you to, you know what we need, so I don't need to say this. I don't need to pray against the wicked. Sometimes you got to pray against the wicked. It has to come out of your mouth. God can read our minds. He knows our thoughts. He knows what we're going to say before we say it. But sometimes I think we act as if God's supposed to do it just because he's supposed to do it. Like this writer says, you have to do that. Just like we have to pray against the evil in this land, the evil in our time. That's what the writer was saying right here. Lord, please don't let them, you know, because they're not gonna worship you. They're not worship you as a true and living God. But we know these things. I just want to encourage you guys, don't take anything for granted. Pray. Return to God. Know that God is the Lord, that he is sovereign, he's in control. He is able to bring you through your situation. And then just pray. Pray that God will bless you. pray to do the things you're supposed to do, and then pray against the wicked. Pray that God's will be done in your life. Say the Lord's Prayer. Do what you've got to do. And let's take our stand in standing for God and standing for what is right. And I'm going to encourage you that God can turn it around. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show. And I'll see you next Tuesday from 6 to 7. This is Dorinda Clark Cole. Turn it around.